This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ends today. 93 constituencies spread over 10 states and union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Political parties have intensified their campaign ahead of the voting for the third phase. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah participated in the election campaign at Dharam Avaram in Hindupuram Lok Sabha constituency in Andhra Pradesh this afternoon. In Uttar Pradesh, a high-pitched political battle is being seen today, where many candidates for the third phase of elections are holding roadshows and door-to-door campaigns. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally in Itawa. He will also hold a roadshow in the Ayodhya district this evening. The 2-kilometer-long roadshow will start in the evening from the Sugreev Killa area and will culminate at Lata Chowk. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, will also hold a roadshow in Banayu district today. Congress in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, will hold a rally in favour of the party candidate in Kaushambi. The Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Odisha Assembly elections. The party has fielded Sudarshan Das in place of Devi Prasanna Chand from the Jaleshwar Assembly seat, whereas Akshay Acharya will contest from the Nilgiri seat. Uma Balavrat will contest from Puri Vidhan Sabha constituency in place of Sujit Mahapatra. The party has fielded Sudarshan Sahu from Artaghad and Himanshu Cholia from the Artmalik seat. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today gave an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of the gigantic election exercise in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar addressed the international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries in New Delhi this afternoon. The delegates arrived in India yesterday to witness the Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. The delegates will embark on visits to 6 states, Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The program will end on the 9th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have detained 6 locals for questioning in connection with the attack on the Indian Air Force convoy in Frontier District Poonch yesterday evening, in which 5 IAF soldiers were injured and 1 was martyred. These locals are suspected of helping the terrorists in the attack. 1 soldier had lost his life while 5 others were injured in the terror attack that took place near the Shashidhar forest area when the IAF convoy was moving towards Sanai Top in the Surankot area of Poonch district. Around 30 rounds were fired by the terrorists on the vehicle of the IAF. Cordon and search operations are underway in the area by local Rashtriya Rifle Army units as the operation to track down the terrorists behind the attack on the IAF convoy entered its second day today. In Kerala, the orange alert continues as per the warnings by the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services on high-energy swell waves along Kerala and Tamil Nadu coasts. The warning is till 11:30 p.m. tonight. This phenomenon is locally known as Kalakadal. Many regions on the coastal belts of Kerala, like Thiruvananthapuram and Thrissur, are reporting severe sea erosion. People are being shifted from the regions. There is a high alert in coastal areas and people are warned from travelling to coastal regions. Fishermen are urged not to venture into the sea on the Kerala coast till the situation improves. Heatwave conditions are likely to continue over East India till today and over South Peninsula India till tomorrow. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave conditions in isolated pockets over Gangetic West Bengal today. In athletics, India's Tejaswini Shankar clinched victory in the men's high jump event at the USATF Festival in Tucson, Arizona, USA today. In IPL cricket, the match between Punjab Kings and Chennai Super Kings CSK is underway at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Stadium in Dharamshala. CSK were 149 for 6 in 18 overs a short while ago. Earlier, Punjab Kings skipper Sam Curran won the toss and opted to field. Currently, Chennai stands 5th on the points table, while Punjab stands 8th. And that's the end of this news bulletin.